أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين قال الله الحكيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. It's with great gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have the opportunity to start one other month of Ramadan, the month of blessings, the month of mercy, and the month of inclusion in the folds of kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan begins, we feel that we live in a different ambience. We become more spiritual. And this is because something happens with regards to relation of man with God. God's attention to human world would increase because he wants to give them mercy and he wants to give them forgiveness. The Quran says that in the month of Ramadan was the time of revelation of the Quran. That is the greatest guidance, the greatest mercy of Allah, which is the guidance, has come to us during this month. And we have in hadith that it was not only the Quran which was revealed in this month. All the heavenly books were revealed in the month of Ramadan. And that's a great blessing on human being. The hadith says that the suhuf of Ibrahim, the scrolls of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which are mentioned in the Quran, was revealed in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. The Torah was revealed in the sixth night of Ramadan. The Injil was revealed in the 13th month of night of Ramadan. Zabur of Dawood was revealed in the 18th night of Ramadan. And the Quran was revealed on the 23rd night of Ramadan. And what the hadith tells us that this month is a month in which God turns to human being with kindness, with guidance, with mercy. And God has honored the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. With the fast of this month. This month, which is a very spiritual and special month, was known by all the prophets before us. All the prophets before Islam used to fast Ramadan. But not their nations. They did not advise their nations to fast in Ramadan because it may have been difficult for them or whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the followers of the Prophet of Islam to do what all the prophets before were doing. That's the fast of Ramadan. He has honored this nation by something which, of course, we do not deserve. The prophets of Allah deserve to go to his banquets to be invited to Ziyafatullah. But we ordinary people do not deserve that. But Allah has honored us and said, now I want to generalize this bounty, to generalize this honor, to give it to everyone, anyone who follows Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I write it on them to fast in Ramadan, and this is a great honor. How can we thank that? How can we thank the graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us this opportunity to do what all the prophets of past nations were doing? So we have to appreciate this month. Just before Ramadan, the Prophet, peace be on him, in one last Friday of Sha'ban or something like that, delivered a very famous sermon to his companions about the coming of the month of Ramadan. I want to go through this, of course, in a very summarized way, through this sermon of the Prophet, this khutbah, which he gave about Shahrul Ramadan, to see the merits of this month and to appreciate it. We shouldn't think that by fasting we are obliging Allah or we are doing a favor. God has invited us to his banquet and has honored us, saying that, okay, if you want to come to my banquet, if you want to eat from the spiritual food, if you want to avail yourself from the spiritual table that I've set for you, then there is one precondition. Turn away your attention from your body. Keep your physical, material aspect behind. Leave it behind and come. So the one condition of taking benefit from this banquet of Allah, of those spiritual food that he has prepared for us, is that we have to somehow abstain from physical food for a short period of time. And then, of course, we can see the benefits, the spiritual benefits. There's a very beautiful poem by Rumi, rahmatullah alai, who says, when you close this mouth, of this mouth which is on your head, and you do not eat, then another mouth will open in your heart. And when that mouth opens, you can see that you can devour the spiritual food that Allah has prepared for you during the month of Ramadan. And that's why we see, despite the difficult hours of fast, our A'imma alayhimus salam, when the month of Ramadan was coming to close, they were very depressed, sad that this banquet is going to finish. This huge spiritual party, this huge table set for spiritual people is going to be taken away and removed. So we have to be appreciative. We have to thank Allah. And we have to make most of this month, inshallah. Now let's go through this khutbah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, talking about this month. You may have heard this before several times, but reminding ourselves of what the Prophet says is all the times, is always useful and beneficial. This hadith is reported from Imam al-Rizq alayhi salam, from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, who said one day the Prophet, this was one day just before Ramadan, the Prophet spoke for us, khatabana, delivered a sermon. Ayyuhan nas, he said, O people, qad aqbala ilaykum shahrullah, the month of Allah is coming towards you. Why is called the month of Allah? Because Allah is the source of every good, is the source of every purity. And because we try to purify ourselves in this month, because we try to be good in this month, we try to be godly. That's the most important thing. Do not forget, fasting is not just abstaining from drinking and eating. We have to be godly. And that's why it is called Shahrullah, the month of God. You become godly. You have to be godly in this month. You have to just drive away, throw out whatever evil is in your mind, in your heart, whatever grudges you have towards others, whatever bad things that you used to do in other times, just throw it away, because this is month of God. This is month of purity. Be godly. قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ. What is it bringing with itself? بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. Three things. In this month, from last night, loads of barakah, blessings, loads of rahmah, mercy, and loads of forgiveness has been dispatched from the heavenly abode coming to us. Just we have to expose ourselves to these blessings, to the mercy, and to the maghfirah, forgiveness. Allah wants to forgive you. His intent. Do not make him to change his mind. His intent to forgive in this month. We have in one hadith that every night of Ramadan, say tonight, at the time of iftar, Allah will forgive 1 million people who deserve to go to hell. 1 million people. In hadith we have alf alf. Of course we didn't have this terminology of million before. They used alf alf. And alf alf may denote 1 million, may denote plenty, more than millions. At the time of iftar, tonight. Okay, those who are forgiven tonight, very good for them. They have a good start for Ramadan. Then tomorrow night, another 1 million people who deserve to go to hell will be forgiven. Just I give it away to you. Just go. I've released you, freed you from hell. Go. And why do we deserve to go to hell? Not because God wants to take us to hell, because of the evil that we attach to ourselves. So it is a big thing that God actually removes all that. Say, okay, go. I make it up for you. Because this is the month of Rahmah and Maghfirah. And this continues until the day of Jum'ah. Of course, tomorrow is Jum'ah and tonight is the night of Jum'ah. On the night of Jum'ah and during the day of Jum'ah in Ramadan, every hour, we have 24 hours. Every hour Allah would release 1 million people from hell. What type of month is this? What rahmah is this? What maghfirah is this? What barakah is this? Why do you forgive Ya Allah just like that in Ramadan? So that's a great time. That's a great month. And this continues throughout Ramadan. Every night, 1 million. Every Friday, every hour, 1 million. Until when it comes to the last night of Ramadan, Allah will release, as the number that He has released throughout the Ramadan, equal to that number, He would release from hell, He would forgive on the last night. Would anyone remain? Is there anyone who could not be included in the mercy of God? That is why
Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said, I am amazed. I'm amazed. The one who goes to hell, how would they make it to hell despite this great mercy, despite this great forgiveness? How? How do people go to hell? It should be very evil that they do not expose themselves to this mercy of Allah. So, قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ هُوَ شَهْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَى رِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ. You are guests of Allah during the day, during the night. You know, when a guest comes to his house, how do you honor them? How do you try to make them comfortable? How do you try to offer them whatever you have? This is the meaning of guest. Of course, we are humanly hosts. We are miserly. Our resources are limited. We cannot, of course, offer the hospitality as we may like to do. But Allah has no limit in His resources, in His mercy, in His generosity. So when you are invited to the ziyafatullah, to become a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just imagine what Allah is going to do with you. How can we thank this? Du'itum fihi ila ziyafatillah. You are invited to a banquet of Allah. You are the guest. Of course, to go to this banquet, you need a ticket. And that ticket is fast, because that's a spiritual banquet. You have to become a spiritual. You have to leave your material life, your ordinary course of life a little bit, so that you can enter that banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you go in. Of course, some people are let in without ticket. The elderly who cannot fast. Children who cannot fast. Travelers. People who are ill, they can make benefit of this month as well, although they cannot fast. They are let in without tickets. But if someone can fast and get a ticket and doesn't get a ticket, is not let in the banquet of Allah. This ziyafah is not for them. Table is not set for them. Some of us go to this party. That's very interesting. Buy the ticket. We fast. We go to the banquet. The table is there. We sit. But we have no appetite to eat anything. We don't want to eat any of these spiritual food. Why? Because it is not in harmony with our ill nature. So if we want to make most of this banquet, we have to put aside our ill nature. The nature of greed, the nature of jealousy, the nature of animosity towards other, the nature of selfishness, the nature of arrogance. We have to put all this aside. Then you can see, you can devour the food. You find such an appetite for this spiritual food that you cannot even imagine. هو شهر دعيتم فيه إلى ضيافة الله. You are called to a banquet of Allah. وَجُعِلْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ. Wow! Should we believe this? Is this really from Prophet, peace be upon him? In this month, you are from those who are honored by Allah. Who does Allah honor? He honors his awliya. He honors his asfiya. You people, he's talking to me, talking to you, talking to all of us. You are now becoming members of that honored people. Ahlu karamatullah, because you are his guests. He doesn't look at you. He doesn't differentiate between looking at you and say, okay, you go this side, you go that side. No. You're all Ahlu Karamatullah. And as you become like that, as you are a guest, as you are honored and honorable member of that party, anfasukum fihi tasbih, you breathe, it is written for you as tasbih, just like the angels. Ya Allah, does it mean that we become like angels? Just by fasting we become like angels? Yes. I do it. Allahu wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah can do whatever he wishes. Yes, I do it to you. You breathe. This is my glorification. Why? You are keeping, you are abstaining from food and drink that you feel very much desiring for my sake. So you breathe, you are saying, Subhanallah, this is very simple. You are sitting here now. You are hungry, you are thirsty. Why? Because of God. So your breathing is tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every breath you inhale, you exhale, you say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. You don't realize it yourself. You are saying it. Because you are enduring the thirst and hunger, you are bringing upon yourself that difficulty for the sake of God. You become sleepy, you become weak in this day, in this month, during the day, during the night, you sleep. Okay, your sleep is ibadah because you are doing everything for me. وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهَ عَبَادَةً. And your sleep is worship. وَأَمَلُكُمْ فِيهَ مَقْبُولٌ. Whatever you do in this month while you are fasting, Allah accepts. You know, we do many things. We do charity, we do worship, we do other things during other months. We don't know whether Allah accepts or not because of the evil nature of our hearts. But Allah says, now I don't look at that. Now you are my guest. You know, when several people come to your house as a guest, you don't ask them, what have you done before? What is your attitude? No, you honor all of them. You offer all of them your hospitality. Allah says, I offer all of you my hospitality. I accept whatever you do. So try to do more salat in this month because Allah is intent to accept. Supplicate in this month because Allah is intent to reply. Do charity in this month because Allah is intent to write it for you. وَعَمَلُكُمْ فِيهَ مَقْبُولٌ وَدُعَاءُكُمْ فِيهَ مُسْتَجَابٌ. Your dua is fulfilled and accepted. I'm just reading certain parts of this khutbah. وَذْكُرُوا, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, وَذْكُرُوا بِجُوعِكُمْ وَعَتَشِكُمْ جُوعَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَتَشَ. By your hunger, when you are very hungry, especially these days which are long, when you are very thirsty, especially in areas which are very hot, remind yourself of the thirst and hunger of the Day of Judgment, when you are kept to be accounted for whatever we have done. And this thirst and hunger is going to help us there. وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَىٰ فُقَرَائِكُمْ وَمَسَاكِينِكُمْ. Now, as I said, whatever good you do in this month, Allah accepts. He may not accept in other months because of the evil nature of our heart, but in this month, whatever you do, Allah accepts. So give charity to the poor, respect your elderly, have mercy and kindness to your youngsters. Wasilu arhamakum, and join to your relatives. Be kind to your relatives. You know, Salatul Rahim, you can do it today. You can do it during the whole this month. What is Salatul Rahim? A phone call to your parents, to your children, to your sisters and brothers, to your siblings, is Salatul Rahim. But that's not all Salatul Rahim. The main instance of Salatul Rahim is that you help financially your relatives. It's not just going and visiting, just being kind. That's very good. That's Salatul Rahim as well. However, one of the most important instances of Salatul Rahim is financially. Just think, which one of your relatives is in need in this month? Whether in the UK or outside UK, send them some money, send them some gifts. Allah will be pleased with you and will forgive many, many of your sins. This is the meaning of Salatul Rahim. If you are a sister who is in need, needs monthly help, they may need monthly help, not just one-off help. If you have a brother, if your parents, if your children are in need, this is Salatul Rahim. Put for them a monthly sort of thing that you give. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ They have an allotted part in their wealth for those who ask and for those who are in need. Especially if those who are in need are relatives. Sometimes people ask me, can we give sadaqah to our relatives? Now, the best sadaqah used is to be given to relatives, not to others. Of course, others we have to give as well. As much as we can, we have to give. However, relatives are always more important. If you want to look after an orphan in your relative is more important than other orphans. Yatiman, as we have in Surah Balad, yatiman dha maqrabah, aw miskinan dha matrabah. They help a relative who is an orphan, a poor people who cannot move out of poverty. وَحْفَذُوا لِسَانَكُمْ Keep your tongues in this month. Of course, we always have to keep our tongues, not saying things which are sinful, not saying things which hurt others, but especially in this month. This is the month of contemplation. Inshallah, I will talk about contemplation in this month later. But contemplation needs peace and silence. We shouldn't talk much in this month. We have to be more inwardly rather than outwardly in this month. Think about ourselves. Why are we living? Why Allah is giving us so much? Why is He honoring us so much? What is the purpose of our lives? Instead of just talking vain. وَحْفَذُوا أَلْسِنَتَكُمْ وَغُضُّوا أَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ النَّذَرُ إِلَيْهِ أَبْصَارَكُمْ And bring your gaze down from whatever is not allowed you to look. We always have to do it, but especially in this month. Because in this month, the honor of the month should prevent us from doing things which we do in other months, may do in other months. And keep your ears from listening to what is not allowed for you. If someone is talking bad about someone else, do not listen. Just go, leave. Even if you do not have the ability to stop them, just leave. Don't listen. Why should we listen to something which is not allowed for us to listen? وَأَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ الْإِسْتِمَاعُ إِلَيْهِ أَسْمَاعَكُمْ Let me read one hadith for you, another hadith for you from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Sorry, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, who said to Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, Ya Jabir, هذا شهر رمضان من صام نهاره وقام وردا من ليلته وصان بطنه وفرجه وحفظ لسانه لخرج من الذنوب كما يخرج من الشهر. He said, Jabir, this is the month of Ramadan. whoever fasts during the day keeps night vigil part of the night. You know, Ramadan is not only fast during the day, it's night vigil during the night as well, to supplicate, to pray. And preserves his modesty and his tongue. They come out of their sins the way they were born in the first place. No sin like the way they were born from their mothers. Jabir said, Yabna Rasulullah, ma ahsanahu min hadithin. What a beautiful hadith is this. How easy is it? We just keep fast of 1 month. We don't talk in vain. We don't listen to things which are not allowed for us. We keep our modesty, and then we are forgiven completely. فَقَالَ وَمَا أَصْعَبَهَا مِنْ شُرُوطٍ. Of course, these conditions are very difficult too. So we have to bear in mind. Inshallah, Allah will give us the tawfiq, the assistance, to keep the fast of this month the way it should be kept. To appreciate the nights of this month the way it should be appreciated. And inshallah, we are included in those multitudes of people who are granted forgiveness in this month. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.